I am currently in Espinola, Ontario, headed south, pedaling my bike en route to southwestern Ontario, to Waterford, Ontario, where my hometown is. And I'm doing this having started in Victoria, B.C. 74 days ago.
What is the cause that you're riding for, first and foremost? And we'll talk about the cause a little bit later on, but why are you riding this particular distance?
Sure. So, first of all, I mean, cycling is certainly a passion of mine, and in this instance, my Cross Canada ride from coast to coast is, you know, initially for my own emotional, mental, and physical health, because my family, unfortunately, has been diagnosed with a relatively unknown inherited cardiac disease, and we've endured some trauma. So ARVC, or arrhythmogenic right ventricular cardiomyopathy, has really devastated our family, and we're using this bike ride to with a couple of goals, but basically to launch raise awareness, and raise some research funding for to help fix this.
Adam, you've gone from British Columbia to Northern Ontario. You'll be coming through Owen Sound, obviously, in the days ahead. What's been the reaction through half to three quarters of the country to your ride and your cause?
The reaction's been unbelievable. And in fact, I've done even much more than that, Fred, because last year I intended to go coast to coast. Because of COVID, we kind of adjusted our plan. So I went St. John's, Newfoundland to southwestern Ontario, did about 4,000 kilometers last year. And so, you know, in the next 6 days, we're wrapping up, arriving back at home again, and we'll be completing it. And so having, you know, completed 90 to 95% of the country now, the reaction has been unbelievable, both from families that have been impacted. I've met dozens of them that have been impacted directly by this disease, by ARVC, but also just from you know, people that I meet on the street, and just spreading awareness and spreading the word about it. It's really been an inspiring, positive experience in every single province that I've pedaled across.
Adam, I'm too familiar with SVT, which is a heart issue. What is ARVC, if you can, in a nutshell?
Sure. So, opposed to some cardiac conditions which involve the plumbing or the blood flow of the heart, ARVC, like some others, is which I believe SVT is as well, it's an electrical issue. And in this case, people or patients with certain genetic markers that are, you know, some would call them genetic defects, is responsible for a couple of things. First and foremost, causing electrical disruptions in the heart, often to young, otherwise healthy, athletic people. And, you know, in the those that are very active and, you know, have long periods of high-intensity workouts and athleticism, and if they're playing sports, the heart muscle can change into fatty-like tissue, which, you know, makes them at higher risk of the electricity sometimes just stop working. And that's one of the reasons why it's relatively unknown, is that sudden cardiac arrest, unfortunately, is all too often in young, healthy people the first symptom.
We're with Adam Hurt, who's doing a Cross Canada ride for ARVC awareness. Are you raising funds as well?
We are, certainly. We're working closely with the Peter Monk Cardiac Center at the UHN in Toronto, Canada's leading research team for ARVC. And we have, our family has decided to sponsor a fellowship to basically hire a research doctor to join that team to help figure this out, to save lives.
Finally, Adam, last couple of questions. Number one, you're doing a very physical endeavor here, going from British Columbia across the country. You'll be in Owen Sound very, very shortly. But how emotional a toll does this take on you?
Yeah, that's a great question, Fred. And that's, I mean, cycling for any reason long distance is a mental and emotional challenge. It's, you know, far more than the physical long-distance cyclist would tell you. But certainly, you know, thinking of my late wife, Jackie, that died of this disease, thinking of my 24-year-old son, Greg, who is largely in a vegetative state after his fifth cardiac arrest, it is very emotional. And every day comes, you know, that emotion creeps in, and that emotion is a part of every ride that I take. But it also drives me, and meeting so many dozens of families across the country, and watching, you know, how they've been impacted by this disease. It's just we're turning that emotion into fuel, and not stopping until we fix it.
Adam, thank you so much for sharing. You're in Espanola as we do this chat now. You're coming to Owen Sound. Tell us about the details there.
Yeah, so we're heading into Espanola right now. We're going to spend a couple of days pedaling south to South Baymouth to hop on the ferry on the 12th. And then the plan is on the 13th to pedal from Tobermory down to Owen Sound, and we'll be hanging around there for a day off, a nice rest day, and a couple of nights in Owen Sound, and looking forward to embracing the community there.
Adam, we've missed on the forecast before, but for right now, CFOS is saying that it's going to be a very, very nice day. So all the best on your ride.
Fred, thanks so much, and thanks to all the listeners and everybody supporting us. We can't do it without you.